This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
But all of this, it clearly has to be you're just managing by the computer printout and not managing by what's happening in the game in front of you. Now, it's worked the last 11 games. You've won 9 of them. It didn't work the previous 10 games. The offense hasn't been great shakes this year. I just wonder, and it has us thinking a little bit. Managers' roles seem to have certainly changed in Major League Baseball, and I think our manager is a perfect example of that.
I don't know. I think it's a weird spot to be in because I don't think every team runs exactly the same. I do think that historically our team has relied on numbers to make decisions that sometimes don't exactly it's that whole should a manager manage with their gut or should they look at the stats that are in front of them? I think it's a tough decision. I would hope that Stephen Vogt has the option to do what he thinks is the right thing to do. And if he's wrong, he's probably going to hear it from the front office when he leaves.
Well, we're talking.
But I'm not sure. And we've had too many conversations with guys who have been in the game for a long time that don't like that. But I'll go back and say this. Jeff, I mean, Mike Hargrove always played the numbers, didn't he?
No, he played his starters.
Well, no, I'm saying, but he would play his starters, but in late in the game. Don't you think that he relied on that lefty-righty matchup all the time? That he was
I can't.
Do you remember?
No. It's 20-some-odd years ago. Yeah, I don't remember who he pinch hit. And then, I mean, he left the starters
in. I'm not talking about one specific thing. I always thought that Grover kind of went with the odds. And that's why. And the reason I bring him up is because he's the manager I respect more than any other manager that I've ever seen in this organization. So there are times when I watch now and I wonder why a manager did something. And sometimes I would get frustrated when I was young and I would watch him. But I respect him more than any other manager I've ever seen because that's who I kind of grew up with. And he's the guy that helped me understand that we can have winning baseball in this town.
Well,
so when I look at it, sometimes I wonder what Grover would do a lot of times. And I know what you're saying and I understand it. But by the same token, if you win, what's the difference? What would Grover do? I think that a lot.
This conversation inspired by one thing in particular last night.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
Or are we just second guessing the use of analytics? Which might be the case. Because last night, Kyle Manzardo, home run in the sixth inning. Next inning, seventh inning, Orioles bring in a lefty. Bases loaded. Kyle Manzardo hit a home run the previous inning. They lift him, bring in David Fry, whose batting average against lefties worse than Kyle Manzardo's, who had just hit a home run the inning before. Chuck's buzzing around in his car. Good morning, Chuck.
How are you guys?
Hey, man.
Confused.
Well, Andy, I'm sorry, but you can't use Grover that we're talking about.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there are times that I look back and I think, My because we all were educated at some point. I'm sure you learned something when you were young that you still look back at today. It might not be right. It might not be wrong. But there are things you look back at. I kind of look back at that because that's who I learned to respect and like more than anybody else. So okay. Go ahead.
Well, he had a whole team of hitters. That team.
Yeah, I'm not talking. I was talking more about pitching than I was hitting. But go ahead. That's fine.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, this Guardians team is just, you can't, I'm not comparing them to the 95 Indians. I was watching the Mets and the Yankees one day, and they hit more balls than, they were hitting 1 through 9. The game looks so different from what we're used to watching. This team is not that. But in terms of Fry being rolled off the bench, if that's going to be a role of his down the stretch, they need him, obviously, to be that right-handed hit off the bench. Then they got to give him opportunities to show in situations and get comfortable with that spot. So that's what that presented me. I understand Manzardo's 2 for 3, and he's a lefty, and he had a higher average. But sometimes the manager looks at the whole ball club and not just one guy. And he needs Fry to be in that situation, to hit off a lefty for later in the year. He's got to give him a chance to do that.
But, Chuck, the concept that I think Jeff's kind of bringing up here is, was it the manager or was it analytics that said do this? That, right, Jeff, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
You're correct, Andy.
Yeah.
He's going to replace himself with AI.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
And, Chuck, that's what I'm wondering right now. Is the manager just creating a nice environment for the players to thrive in, hopefully, and just completely managing by what's being spit out by a computer? I mean, how do you lift a guy? And Chuck, I get your thought. Okay, you need him down the road. Well, guess what? You need to win that game last night. You're trying to catch up on the wild card. Did David Fry give you the best chance in that situation? I think not, personally. Jim's in Euclid. Hi, Jim.
Jimbo.
Hey, good morning. I'm right there with you. I think one of the reasons that Tito left is because I think he didn't want to play into this whole analytics. I think he used analytics with his brain and his experience, but I think he had enough. And I think they probably parted ways and said, you know, it's time for us to go a different direction. He said, I feel the same way. Because this is just, it's maddening to watch this team because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of he can't hit lefties. Well, if you don't bat him against lefties, he's not going to hit lefties. It's maddening to watch. And I also think it comes down to payroll. If I could put a bunch of platoon players out there and pay them nothing compared to paying someone who's a star, it's easy to get away with it. And I'm in a text group with my dad and my uncle and my brother-in-law during these games. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that we go back and forth with when it comes to the lack of hitting, the managerial decisions, I mean, it's great for a team because we're interested. But at the same time, it's like, I need a drink every night.
Jim, that's be careful, okay? If you're going to do that, just make sure you're sitting at home, okay?
Here's the problem I have with the Tito argument. And I believe the back end of what you said, Jim, makes more sense with the Tito argument. The beginning of it, though, he knew what he was getting into when he came to Cleveland. And I felt like he knew that, you know, when he got together with Chernoff and Antonetti, that this is what it was going to be. And I respect it. I mean, I still respect all three of those guys. But
it was 2013, though, Andy.
No. But, I mean, remember where he was coming from. He was coming from ESPN in Boston. And, you know, he had that. There was a goofy stuff going on in Boston. Like, why did Boston ever let him leave? Like, to this day, I still don't. What a stupid move it was for the Red Sox to let him go at that point. But it was to our benefit. And we got some great baseball out of it here while he was here. I think what you were saying, though, towards the end was, you know, that last year he wasn't already feeling good. He was dealing with health issues, and it felt like the front office threw up the white flag. Maybe if they would have got him a little bit more help, they might have been in a different situation. And maybe he's just like, you know what, maybe it's just time to move on.
Yeah, and to your point on that, I want them to stay in this race.
Yeah, me too.
If you keep going, it builds that you are a competitive team. If you keep throwing up the white flag every year, you know, hey, we're 2 games out and we can't hit. well, let's see what we can do, because what we're going to get in return for whatever we trade is not going to bring us anything.
I don't Jim, think they throw up the white flag every – I mean, go back and look. It's every other year they're making the playoffs.
Well, let me throw this other thought at you. That same inning, you pinch hit for Manzardo.
Mm-hmm.
Schneeman comes up later in the inning. I like Daniel Schneeman. Daniel's a scrappy player. I like him.
He is. The Lorax.
I like that. You're spinning pennies. That's cool.
I'm just listening.
How's that going? So Schneeman comes up. He's a lefty hitting against a left-hander.
Right.
If you had saved David Fry, you could hit him there for Schneeman if you had to. Okay?
Sure.
And then, because Schneeman's hitting like 170 against left-handers, Manzardo had just hit a home run and it's hitting 200 against left-handers. And you could have put Angel Martinez at second base to replace Schneeman and brought in Jonathan Rodriguez, moved Nolan Jones to center field. I mean, you took out a dude who has some pop and it just hit a home run. I
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I do not get it. Tom's in Mentor. Tom.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
sir. Hey, Tom.
I just don't understand why. Well, first of all, he's a cleanup hitter. Mm-hmm. And you're right.
He's hitting cleanup, Tom. He's your cleanup hitter.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's pinching for a cleanup hitter who, if you're going to. Hey, listen.
He just hit a home run.
Fry off the bench. You got to get Fry off the bench, but I think there's about five other guys you could think of that he could come in and pinch hit for before Kyle Manzardo, who's batting four.
Schneeman later in the inning.
I've never seen anyone pinch hit a
four hitter,
a cleanup hitter before. Yeah, it's weird. It's like what are you doing, dude? So, but anyways, that's my take.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much. It just
so here's
it,
here's
it screams Andy that he's following a. He's following data that's been churned out by the organization, doesn't it?
Well, the other part of it is that you're creating a new paradigm where the number four hitter doesn't necessarily mean that he's your power hitter. I mean, if you want to look,
it's almost
like saying, oh, who's your number one starter? Well, does that really matter outside of the opening day or your home opener or the playoffs? And what they're saying is if you're going to lift your number four hitter, that you're not saying, well, my guy who hits first is fast, my guy who is second is going to get him over, my guy who's third is going to get a hit, and then my fourth guy is going to hit a home run. They're not looking at it that way, right? You're creating a paradigm that doesn't really – that exists in their world because, you know, he's not always going to hit fourth in an inning if you're lucky enough to get to that spot. So why not treat the number four hitter like the number seven hitter or the number eight hitter or the number nine hitter and blow up the way you traditionally think about – a batting order. I don't like that, but that's what they're asking you to do, right? He's right. How often do you lift the number four hitter in the lineup?
I think it's ludicrous. You could hang on to, and nothing against David. David's coming back from the Tommy John surgery. He can't play a position. He can do one thing and one thing only, and that's bat. Schneeman came up later in the inning. Good for Daniel. He walked. His batting average against lefties, not good. and he walked, you could have easily saved Fry to pinch hit for Schneeman if he came up in that situation. You know, when you pinch hit and took Manzardo out of the game last night, it was a 6-5 game. You were up by a run, and you had the bases loaded and the chance to blow it open, and the dude who just hit a home run batting cleanup for you is taken out of the game. Okay. Let Steven manage. I don't think he was.
I don't know.
I mean, Steven Vogt's, a pretty smart guy. Why would a baseball guy make that move? I don't know. Lisa's in Akron. Lisa, we got about a minute for you.
Okay, guys, listen. They didn't want to put Rodriguez in right field for defensive purposes. They want to keep their best guy out there, which is Nolan Jones, which is why they didn't pinch hit for him. Now, I would rather have Fry hitting against a lefty than Manzardo. I'm sorry. I know Manzardo just hit a home run, but wasn't that against a righty?
Did you see do you know their batting averages against lefties?
I do, but I have.
Well, what are they?
They're like 170 and like probably right around, I don't know, 130.
It's.
But listen.
Manzardo's batting average against lefties is significantly higher than David Fry's batting average, 196 to 162.
Okay, so we're talking 28 points.
And the guy. The guy hasn't had a good year hitting, and Manzardo's been better.
Against righties.
No, Manzardo's better against lefties than David Fry.
I know. But in that type of a situation, I would much rather have David Fry.
Okay, well, it didn't work out.
Lisa, let me ask you. Oh, I was going to ask you. How often do you lift your four-hitter, righty or lefty? What's the difference?
Who had just hit a home run the inning before. I don't know. We'll talk more Guardians later in the show because – we're hearing reports that Stephen Kwan is untouchable. Then we're seeing other reports that he's the second most likely player to be traded by the trade deadline. That's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, is going to be getting to work like absolute crazy. Why? Because Browns veterans in camp on the field tomorrow. Mary Kay's next here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.